Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. Once again, I'd like to thank you all for joining us tonight. We have another great show lined up. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, Ron's perspective on what's going on in sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight, we'll also be talking to soul singer Junie. I became a fan of his music when we first started the show, and I know you will be too. He's bringing that real music back, so definitely want to check him out. Then we'll be discussing our question of the day. We want you to be part of the conversation, so make sure you give us a call, give us your opinion. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. But first, Ms. Parker, welcome back. How are you feeling?
I am feeling great. Great to be back. Did you miss me?
Yes, we did miss you a lot.
Look, I was appalled. I'm like, did she really? You know.
Let me ask you. I know it was your birthday last weekend. Did you have a great trip to New York?
Yes, I had a great, great trip. I had a birthday party on Thursday night, as you maybe remembered. had a great time and then flew out the next day to New York, hung out with my UNLV buddies. We had a great time. It was a great birthday, and I'm still celebrating. I celebrate the whole month of March. So
yes,
it's not too late. It's not too late to send me a gift if you feel like it.
You're right. Well, that's good. How was your week? Your week back?
It was a short week. It wasn't as long as I worked from home on Monday, and the rest of the week went by pretty quickly. My aunt is in town for Sunday's Best audition. She actually went to the one in L.A. and did really well, and made it to the third round, and then was cut. So now she's back to try again. She got a word that if she came by that she may, be pushed through. So she flew in town to this afternoon, and then she's going to go to audition tomorrow. So I'm wishing her luck.
Yeah.
Sure she's going to do well. She can't really, really sing. So pray for her. Yeah, she's really good.
Oh, great. Definitely praying for her. That's good. Sunday's Best on BET, so we'll definitely
on
be looking
BET,
out for her.
Yeah, I actually watched the first season and cut the, like the first, I think the second season I watched, it, maybe the last three episodes.
Okay,
so,
yeah. Yeah, they can sing on that show. They sing
Well,
as you know, at the Stephen Knight Show, our mission is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, and, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive. We want to hear from you.
So make sure to like us on Facebook if you haven't done so already. I know we ask you this every week, so if you haven't done so, please do. Please make sure to follow us on Twitter as well. On Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show, and to follow us on Twitter, The Stephen Knight Show, S-H-O. Each and every Friday, as you may already know, we post the question of the day. We really appreciate your feedback, your opinion, and, discussing the topic with us each and every week. And we will, continue to post those topics, and we hope that you continue to comment on them.
Well, I have to give a shout-out to Bree. She's the one that comes up with the question today for me. So the question this week is kind of, I'm curious to hear what you have to say about this, Ms. Parker. If you had a really good friend that is known for cheating with married or someone who's already in a previous relationship, would you be able to trust them around your date, your mate, your person you're with.
Okay, I know you asked me to comment on this
earlier.
But I meant to. I just, you know, was crazy busy at work. But when I spoke to you later on today, you were like, have you commented yet? And I'm like, what was the question today? And you read it to me. I just bust out laughing because I'm like, no. What else can I say? But no.
Right. So you wouldn't trust them around your friend?
No. I wouldn't trust my friend around my mate, no. I wouldn't even want him in the same room. Why I'm there.
That's true. Well, I definitely want to hear what our listeners have to think about the question today, and we'll be right back.
Hello, lady. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But if he stopped using lady-scented body wash and switched to Old Spice, he could smell like he's me. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're on a boat with the man your man could smell like. What's in your hand? Back at me. I have it. It's an oyster with two tickets to that thing you love. Look again. The tickets are now diamonds. Anything is possible when your man smells like Old Spice and not a lady. I'm on a horse.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. For those just tuning in, we're here on EOTM Radio. Before we go into entertainment news, I know a lot of us have heard about the devastation in Japan and in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
They had the earthquake that was like the record-breaking numbers for Japan. And then, of course, tsunami that followed and thousands of people have died. Then Hawaii felt the remnants of that. So we definitely want to let everyone know that they are in our prayers. And I want to encourage everyone to do what you can to help. The Red Cross has something set up on their website where you can text the number and it donates $10. Do whatever you can. If you can give hundreds, thousands, $10 can mean a lot to save a life. So definitely want to encourage everybody to do that. Ms. Parker, I know you've been
I really appreciate you saying that. I agree with everything you said, Stephen. And also, just to throw in my little two cents, please remember, life is a gift. Please, mm-hmm. please, whatever problem you think you had when you woke up this morning, it's not really a big deal. Compared to what other people are going through, you have to put things into perspective. You have to put your life into perspective. Compared to a lot of people, you are doing very well. So you know, always be thankful. You are blessed, and life is a gift, so treat it as so.
Yeah. I know that they were interviewing someone who was made it through on CNN. I was watching it right before we started the show, and the person said that one thing they learned from this experience is to live in the moment, enjoy each moment, because at any moment your life can change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, you know, want to be thinking about that. But what else is going on in entertainment news?
All right. I mean, everyone had been talking about
winning.
Charlie Sheen. I have been so entertained. I think it's the best thing that's happened since sliced bread.
Oh my gosh!
since the invention of television, I have been enjoying every second of it. I think he is hilarious. I have enjoyed every interview. The first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is turn the Today Show on because I know they're going to be playing his audio from the night before, and they're going to be interviewing people about it. It has been straight entertainment. But today, the latest is that his house was raided. Is that correct, Stephen?
Yeah, his house. The police came to his home. They got a tip that he had like hundreds of guns at his house or whatnot, and so they raided his home to search it with a warrant. And the only thing they found, his manager said, the only thing they found were a few bullets. And they found an ancient gun from like 1800. So he was fine.
I know he's this morning when I woke up, he was suing. I don't know if it's the television station or the production company because they canceled his show. And then he stated in his lawsuit that all the comments he's made on TV and interviews, he's been acting, and that he's an actor and that's what he does. And it was just all for show. And that he's saying that they've discriminated against him because he claimed to be ill mentally somehow, but he's not crazy, but he has mental issues, and they're discriminating against him, and that's why they fired him. So I'm just like, but if you're not mentally ill, what are you saying? You know, so I don't understand, but you know, it's part of the whole.
Yeah. I was watching a show and they were talking about whether or not this is the end of his career. And what someone said that, you know, he's been having these issues for years, but the fact that he was able to come on set, deliver his lines, the show was successful, so they kind of looked over it. But now it's at the point now that he's not even in the right mental capacity. But someone says that, you know, America, people, the public love the excitement. They love the person of the now, you know, who's getting all the attention. So I said this last week on the show, that could really pretty much see him getting a reality show following him. Because, you know, he's doing his own thing viral on the internet and recording certain things.
He's actually going to be touring and doing stand-up next month.
And you know it's going to sell out. You know it's going to sell out.
Yeah, if he's starting next month, he's going to be doing stand-up comedy, having his first shows in Chicago and then Detroit. I definitely think he has some issues. I think he's bipolar.
Yeah.
But
you think he's winning?
He's winning. No. No. He's definitely losing. But, you know, as long as he thinks he's winning, because I don't know how you can be winning. You just lost $3 million per episode. You know, as much money as he has, he's still losing money.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think when he snaps out of all this, he's going to realize he made a big mistake.
I'm just glad the kids are out of his home. I'm not sure if they're in a better place because his ex-wife has her own issues as well. But, I mean, she can't be anywhere near as bad as he is. So,
well, you know,
he
spent the weekend with his twins. That's all on Entertainment
Tonight. I'm just glad they're not in the home full time, you know. It's just living there. It's just not a situation where kids need to be. So.
Our children, yeah.
So, moving on, even though Charlie Sheen has been the most entertaining thing that happened in the last couple of weeks, Aretha Franklin is speaking about her weight loss. She said she had surgery, but she did not have the
bypass.
What is it? Gastric.
The triple bypass. Gastric bypass, I'm sorry. She's been kind of secretive about what's going on. Even when she finally admitted that she had some type of surgery, she didn't say what it was. She said she never had the gastric bypass surgery because she knew someone who had it and they died. And, you know, she said she would rather be fat than have that surgery. But, yes, she had a surgery. She had a surgery. But so do you think that she's doing the right thing by keeping it private, what she had done?
I mean, yeah, because I mean, she's entitled to that, of course. Yeah,
yeah,
I think, you know, at times we feel like we have the right to know everything that's going on with these celebrities and stars. But no, she's definitely entitled to. I just wouldn't even speak about it. Like, I just act like nothing happened, you know. But I don't think I definitely think she had the surgery for weight loss, because if you remember, Star Jones lied for 3 or 4 years after she had hers.
And then finally admitted it.
Then finally admitted it. So, a lot of them have. So I just think she's just another one. Just, you know, she just doesn't feel comfortable saying it right now. She's entitled to that.
Yeah. But I will say, you know, I remember when the first interview I saw of her was on Wendy Williams, and she looked really old in the face. She lost 85 pounds, and she looked really old in the face. But I will say the interview I saw on Access Hollywood, she looked really good. She looked really good. So
you crack me up with that. Some of people look old in the face.
She did look real old in the face. You know, when they lose weight, they look real old. That's what she was looking.
But you don't just say people look old, though. Every time we have a comment about somebody looking old, you're always like, yeah, they look old in the face. So, like, but they're old in the face, they're old everywhere.
Well, that's all I can see is the face. So.
Well, she is old. So.
Yeah, she is old.
She
looks
old in the face.
We love her, though.
I definitely love her. So Neo is having his second child. I guess he's moving kind of quick. I'm not sure why that's even news, but is it by the same woman?
Yeah, the same woman. You know, they just had their first child. Now they have baby number two on the way. So they
it is news. Shit, she's trying to get that money.
She's feeling the deal.
Yeah,
well, they said Sandra Rose had been knocked up with the second child, so.
Oh no, this came from Sandra Rose?
Well, I've seen other places, but Sandra Rose, you know, reported it.
I heard it today, and I kind of wanted to mention it, but I haven't really read anything about it, and I don't know, Sandra Rose, I don't believe everything she says, but.
Yeah, you can't.
Did you watch The Apprentice? Is this your first time watching it?
No, I've watched The Apprentice since season one. You know,
okay.
I did fall off for a couple of years, but in maybe the last 2-3 years, I've watched The Apprentice, and because I like the regular Apprentice, I like the Celebrity Apprentice, but this year...
Yeah, I like the regular one, too.
Mm-hmm. But this year, I love the cast. I think it's a very dynamic cast and diverse
very
cast.
Entertaining. Very entertaining.
Oh,
I could not... I mean, I laughed the entire time.
So what were your highlights?
Okay. what's that guy's name?
David Cassidy.
David Cassidy. Not David. Gary, the older guy that was in the chicken suit or whatever he had on. Remember the guy that's on drugs?
Oh, the dude that was like he had so many drugs that he's just brain is fried.
His brain is fried. Yeah, he was on what show was he on? He had me cracking up on that as well. He used to be on that drug show, Celebrity Rehab
yeah.
or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was on there. He is hilarious.
Oh my god. He's
Ward,
so far gone. Deion on the register.
She was on the register. It's funny because a friend of mine said the reason she was so slow is because she hadn't had her weed. She couldn't smoke her
weed. Oh, no. Y'all leave Deion alone. That's a legend. But yeah, Deion was on the register. Had a line wrapped around the building.
It was hilarious. It was just,
yeah.
I mean, she was like, I got this. I got this. But
she
you know
said
old
she got
people
this.
Don't know how to, you know how old people don't really know how to use.
Technology. And they're not going to back down.
No, and you know, and Star Jones was like, you know, she wanted to respect her, so she didn't want to.
Yeah.
But I was really surprised at how much the women won by.
But you know, Star Jones, I will say, Star Jones, you know, her antics may be a little, people may not agree with them, but she handled that team, though. She did the right things.
No,
I thought she did everything right.
I won't say she did everything right, but I think she knows her stuff. And I think she did an awesome job. They made 3 times more than what the boys made.
Yeah.
And I thought the boys had it. I was like, oh, no, the girls are going to go at it. NeNe was kind of low-key this episode, but we'll see what happens next
episode. Yeah, coming, though. The guy we were talking about, his name was Gary Busey, one of them.
He is hilarious. He was on Celebrity Rehab, and, I mean, he's crazy.
He is crazy. What about Richard, the one from Survivor?
You know what? When I remember the first Survivor when Richard was on, I was probably a freshman in high school, right?
Uh-huh.
And I fell in love with Survivor because of him.
Then he used to walk around naked.
I was watching that show. Yeah, he used to walk around naked. Like, I just was, like, addicted to that show. Like, I would go home and Thursday night. It came on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And I just could not wait to go home and watch Survivor. And I remember only him from the episode. I believe it was him and Elizabeth. Elizabeth was either on the first Survivor or the second. I can't remember. But, like, on a certain people, you remember from Survivor, and he is definitely the number one person that I remember. Richard is still crazy.
He's the same
exact person he was on Survivor.
But they said he knows how to win a game because think about his strategy in bringing Jose Canseco and David Cassidy into the boardroom. First of all, David Cassidy, he needs to get a backbone. You know, he kept looking at Jose to see.
I think Richard knew David would go home because Richard knew that David couldn't stand up for himself.
Yeah.
So he knew that wouldn't really go well with Donald because Donald's a strong person. You know what I mean? He wants you to stand up and be able to articulate what you're saying and just, you know, just have a backbone about stuff. And he knew that David couldn't do that. And he knew that he could out-talk him. So I think he just brought those two in because, you know, that's how things felt, you know. They were both kind of against him very strongly. But, I mean, I don't like Richard. I don't like his tactics, but I think he's
a
player. He's definitely a player.
He's a player.
So, Sunday is my new favorite night. Like, I can't wait to see
I'll be tuning in. I'll be tuning in.
I hope it's 2 hours again. I'm not sure if they're going to be just an hour, but I definitely loved it. I watched it on... I believe Tuesday night, so I missed it on Sunday. But, yeah, I definitely really enjoyed it. It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Just some ATL news. I heard that AJ, Candy's
fiance passed away.
His 15-year-old daughter was shot over the weekend, last weekend.
Shot in the back of the head.
I didn't know that. She's in critical condition. And she was shot on, where was it at? Do you remember?
It was in College Park somewhere.
College Park,
Rage.
Okay.
But they said that, you know, she's in critical condition. The family held a visual for a prayer visual for her a couple days ago. So we'll definitely be praying for her. I hope that she has a speedy recovery. Gorgeous girl. Gorgeous girl. So
I definitely hope she does as well. You know, nobody wants to.
Yeah.
You know, that family has been through a lot already.
They have been
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping that, you know, that she pulls through.
Well, I don't know if you saw the game last night, but Miami Heat finally broke their losing streak, four-game losing streak, and beat the Lakers last night. Aaron, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Did you watch the game?
I did.
What are your thoughts?
Wasn't that their fifth game losing streak? They didn't lose
five games.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, but it seems like the Heat can actually beat the Lakers. I mean, that's a team that they can beat. But for the other top teams, they just can't win. I don't understand.
No,
yeah.
they just can't. But I am going to say that. I mean to change the subject. Have you seen what the Cleveland Cavaliers have been doing lately? Beating all the good teams and losing to the sorry teams.
It's crazy.
I'm like, how can Cleveland beat New York twice?
Wow.
Yeah, with Carmelo Anthony, by
with
the way.
With Anthony twice.
Mm-hmm.
It has been crazy, but Miami game was a good game. Miami
was a real good game.
It was because, you know what, I was just thinking, okay, Kobe's going to take over for a quarter, 2 minutes left in the game. He's going to go crazy. The Lakers are going to win. It's going to be a close game, but Lakers will win. Nah, the Heat really look good. They really look good.
Big ups
to Miami, definitely.
So what's else going on in sports?
Well, first of all, this has to do with sports, but it's kind of drama also. Did anybody see the last episode of Basketball Wives? I'm just curious.
I don't watch that show. You saw the show? Okay.
Yeah, Tammy is my girl. I love Tammy Anderson.
Okay,
is
remember
like,
when Tammy was on The Real World? Remember she was dating the Wayne brothers?
Yes, that's Tammy from The Real World back in L.A. back in
Oh,
LA.
What?
Yeah. Tammy.
I always
Tammy
thought she was pretty,
yeah,
but now she
Tammy
is.
Anderson,
I mean, she is so good.
With Kenny Anderson.
Okay.
So anyway, it was like drama. Her and Evelyn were actually fighting because Evelyn revealed to Tammy that she actually slept with her ex, with Tammy's ex-husband, and it was just crazy.
Why he was married to Tammy at the time he was Tammy's husband.
Yeah. And pretty much told Tammy to her face that she's not relevant.
I wouldn't have said anything about that. Like, why would you tell somebody you slept with their husband while they was married to him? You know, that's just straight disrespectful.
Grimy, you know, nasty, quite everything.
Hey, Ron, we can't hear you.
I said grimy, trifling, you know, nasty.
So actually, on a sad note, though, there was another high school student athlete that actually passed away Wednesday.
She was 17 years old. Her name is Sarah Land. I think I'm saying it now right. Landauer from Gainesville, Florida.
How
did she pass?
They're not actually giving the cause of death.
We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now we hear you.
Wow. All right. They're pretty much saying that she actually collapsed during track practice, and they were never able to get her to pretty much, you know, to
bring her back.
She passed away later on that evening, so that's really sad. So actually,
very sad.
My heart goes out to her family and everything. Definitely.
Yeah, that's very
absolutely.
Sad.
Absolutely. What are we looking forward to that's coming up?
Say what?
What can we look forward to that's coming up in sports?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everybody watch what's going on with the NFL. It's like a lot of drama. They actually haven't come up with a deal yet, so there actually might be a lockout this season. I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
People are kind of speculating that it actually might happen, that the season might actually not happen next season. I don't think that that's the case because there's just way too much money involved.
There's too many football fans. Yeah.
So I don't think that it's going to be a lost season next season, definitely. And also, conference championships are going on this weekend in college basketball. So watch out there. And Selection Sunday is for the men, and Selection Monday is for the women for college hoops. So be on the lookout for that. And that's pretty much it in sports.
Okay. Well, as always, we appreciate your perspective. And
you're welcome. No problem.
I want to also thank you again for filling in for Ms. Parker.
Thank you.
Parker.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
You did a great job. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. Anytime.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
No problem.
All right. Well, what's going on in the movies, CK? I know you're just leaving the movie theater.
How you doing, Steven?
I'm
actually
good,
on location now. Just left the movies. Working hard for the Steven Knight Show. I went to go see Battlefield Los Angeles.
Okay.
And the other movie
was
a running theme this weekend with Aliens, and the other one's Mars Needs Moms.
Okay.
For the kiddies.
Okay.
Two pretty good movies. Of course, Mars Needs Moms. How can you go wrong with a cartoon? You can't go wrong with it. It's pretty decent. Heartfelt.
Okay.
And Battlefield Los Angeles, crazy. It is a whole lot of action.
What is the movie about?
Drama, Aliens, Overload.
Oh, wow. So both of them are on the same premise?
Yeah, pretty much. Of course, the cartoon was lighthearted, and it was all, you know, a good-feel movie. A Battlefield Los Angeles was kind of hardcore, and it made you think about, you know, the Earth's future. So you're wondering if they're having something to tell us with all this alien information. Makes you think.
Okay.
But it was pretty good, you know, with the whole tsunami thing going on and the earthquake, it kind of makes you think about the Earth and what the possibilities of the future are.
Yeah. And they always say that in those kind of animated movies, they really bring out, you know,
it's
some truth, something to think about. Yeah,
definitely. Definitely. But if you want a good action movie, I actually wanted to go out on a Friday night to see it because I wanted to get some crowd, you know, intensity from it. You know, sometimes when you go to the movie on opening night with a bunch of other people, you get a better feel of the movie, and I wanted to experience that.
Yeah, you should do it. You should have a campaign to have come go to, if you're in the Jersey, Philadelphia, come to the movies with Chike.
Oh, definitely. Maybe we can start something. Maybe we should do that.
We should have a campaign.
Have a call-in. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll have a call-in. Whoever calls in, let's say number 5 is the lucky number. Fifth person to call in, we'll arrange it so we'll go to the movies.
We'll arrange that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Any other movies coming out that you're excited about?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Are there any other movies coming out that you're excited about or that are out now?
I saw a preview for a movie today. Super 8, I think it's called. And they're not showing you anything, and it's by Steven Spielberg. It kind of reminds me of when Aliens first came out, and they did the promo. They never showed you anything of what was going to happen. They just gave you a bunch of thrill clips to make you interested. So coming from Steven Spielberg, can't go wrong.
Okay.
He doesn't put out a shabby movie.
No. Yeah, he's always on point.
Yeah, he is. So that's about all I have for you tonight. Next week it'll be a different story. I think I'm gonna check out a couple independents and maybe one mainstream movie. I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, yet to be determined. Okay. Well, again, we thank you as always for your reviews and encouraging those to go out and support the
Thank you, and happy shout out. Happy belated birthday, Miss Parker.
Thank you, Chike. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, thanks again, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Not a problem.
All right. All right. Well, for more, again, Janelle is celebrating her birthday. She decided to make it a week-long thing, but she has been updating her her website, budgetshopaholic.com. So make sure you definitely check out that website for the latest on fashion deals and whatnot, you know, things that you ladies love so much. Miss Park, I know you're going to be on there.
No, I'm going to be hounding her. Like, what did you find out this week? So,
right.
Never you are missed. Enjoy your time. And we will see you next week for sure.
We will. We'll be right back.
Hello out there. This is Mother Luella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And, baby, we got some people here that will give you some PR and work. Try you have your press kit so tight, try to look like you're taking to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Try to knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, this company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll think you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up too on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call. You hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker. Please remember to like us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show. Follow us on Twitter, The Stephen Knight Show, SHO. We look forward to hearing from you every Friday on the discussion of the day posted on our Facebook page.
All right, well, tonight I'm very excited to introduce someone who I discovered when we first started trying to get music for our show, feature on the show, and since then I've become a fan. Calvin Judy Gary Jr. is an American singer, songwriter, arranger, and musician specializing in soul, R&B, and popular music. He has written and collaborated for Ruben Studdard, Ray Yameen, Nappy Roots, Angie Stone, and Mos Def. Currently, music is featured on BET movie called I Do, as well as websites like SoulTrain.com, YourWeb.com, SingersRoom.com, and many others. Jody's debut album was released last year, entitled Acoustic Love, which was released by Hit Carl Entertainment, and is considered to be real music. He's bringing back that real music. So please help me welcome Jody. What's going on, Jody?
Hey, what's going on, Steven? Thanks for having me.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling.
I hear that. Well, thank you for being on the show. I know it's been a while we've been trying to get you on, but I know everything's been kind of busy. So how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm great. I was actually listening in to the movie review. I'm probably going to hit up that movie tonight, Battlefield LA.
Yeah, gotta do that.
Yeah, but I'm good.
Well, man, I read that music has always been part of your life. You know, your mother and your father both being artists. Was that what influenced your decision to go into music and become an artist as well?
Not as much as people would think. You know, they did what they did. But, you know, actually, you know, I started playing the piano when I was 9, and I just fell in love with music and, you know, just for myself. And, you know, the more I did it, the more I just kind of figured that, you know, I have to do something in music, whether it be, you know, management, whether it be, you know, selling somebody CDs or selling music gear. And it just so happened that, you know, production and being an artist kind of just, you know, was the thing that kind of took over my life, you know. So, you know, here I am now.
Yeah, well, I know you said that you play the piano since you were 9, and you also play other instruments as well. I was reading your bio. It's kind of funny. tell us how you learned how to play these various instruments.
Well, you know, I just kind of picked it up and just started trying to learn songs, different songs that I would hear. You know, taking apart different notes and things like that. I didn't have any formal training, but the more I did it, the easier it got, you know. And, you know, once I picked up one, I just had to pick up another. And especially when I got into doing production, because it's like, you know, trying to get guys to come in and, you know, play these different instruments is really, really hard. So I would have to pick it up myself, you know. So that's kind of how that came about. But, you know, I'm just blessed.
So how many instruments can you not play?
Well, let's see. I'll say about five. But the ones that you would probably see me playing on stage would be piano. That's my baby. And guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know I read that initially that you weren't really interested in being a singer, but then you had a hard time finding people to reference the songs that you had created and do them justice. But you finally did try to record your own songs. You came up with a demo that landed in the hands of rapper, producer Warren G, which we all know. Is that when everything kind of turned around or started changing for you?
Well, yeah, you know, like you said, like I was just, you know, singing songs to actually try to get my production placed. You know, I was trying to get songs and tracks placed, but so I had to sing it myself because I couldn't get anyone else to do it. And, yeah, like you said, it landed into Warren G's hand. And from there, it was an opportunity, you know. I was beginning to be recognized for my voice and not just the music that I was creating. And so from there, we signed a deal with major label Elektra Entertainment. And, you know, it was a great experience, you know, a good opportunity that I took advantage of and learned a lot from. So, you know,
Who were some of your influences in terms of creating the sound? Because one thing, when I listen to your music, my favorite song that I've heard is the song called Sunshine, which we played on this show several times. When I listen to your music, it's very it's feel good music. You know, it makes you feel good. It puts you in that good mood. Who are some of the artists that you listen to that kind of inspired that or influenced your sound and the type of music that you produce?
Well, you know, a lot of my music was inspired by D'Angelo, Lauryn Hill. But I think the main artist who really helped me to, I don't know, I just kind of attached to him, you know, and I think it really helped with me making this feel-good music is Nat King Cole, you know.
Yeah,
You know, he just has a certain swag and approach to music.
Yeah.
Wasn't like complicated, like difficult vocal things, you know, but it was like, you know, his whole feel, you know, that really was, he was captivating, you know, so.
And you got it when you heard him sing, it was smooth and soothing.
Right.
But, you know, it's funny that you said it because I wouldn't picture him being someone that you know, kind of looked up to, but when I hear your music now, I kind of can get it, you know what I mean? Because it's that same feeling. Did you ever do any kind of vocal training, or was it something that, you know, that you just developed over time?
It was just something that kind of came with time. You know, believe it or not, when I was younger, man, I did like one church solo, man, and I got clowned so cold.
How old were you?
I was about 13. I would say 13.
Okay.
And after that, it was kind of like, that's even more reason for me not to really want to focus on being an artist. But, you know, with time and you know, I started to, you know, record my own vocals and just, you know, get familiar with you know, what I had, the gift that I had. And, you know, with time, you know, it just started to, you know, flourish, you know. And,
okay.
So.
Well, tell us about how did your demo actually get in the hands of Warren G?
I was working at a music store selling instruments. Like I said, man, this is my life, man. Where I was gonna be anywhere around music, so I'm selling instruments in the music store, networking, and a guy came in and he was like, man, he heard some of, you know, my songs, and I was like slinging tracks for like $100 here, $50 here, you know, just trying to get rid of tracks, and he was like, hey, let me take some of this and get it to Warren G, and so you know, because he knew his manager, so he got it to him, and I didn't find this out until about a little bit later on down the line. Me and Warren were doing an interview in Seattle. And he was saying that my CD was actually in a stack of CDs, like I think he said 20, and mine was like the last thing he heard. And as soon as he heard it, you know, he got on the phone with his brother, Dre, Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
About a week or two later, man, I was, you know, down in L.A., you know, down here with meeting with Dre and Snoop and all these different companies. Like, you know, just like that, things just kind of flipped around for me. So, you know, just fortunate.
Well, I know you got your first recording contract when you were 21 years old, but you said it wasn't really successful for you ultimately. I'm sure you had experiences that, you know, you gained from. But why would you say it wasn't something that was successful? I know they wanted to compromise kind of who you were kind of as an artist.
Right. Well, you know, it was definitely a success in a lot of aspects, but the main purpose or the main goal of any artist, you know, who's trying to come out is to actually release an album, you know, and go forth. And so I think that part of it wasn't successful. But in that whole situation, I found myself in a place where I was trying to do songs that were, we had an album done and we were ready to go. And then some things happened in the company in which people were afraid for their jobs. And so they had to relook at, you know, take another look at my album and see, okay, do we have the right single, you know, before we do this? And it's like, no, they didn't think so. So I found myself trying to do songs and they were pushing me to do songs that were like other artists that were out. And, you know, I was trying it and stuff, and it was cool, but it wasn't. And it was just like, you know, after that, we just kind of went our separate ways. And I just stepped back from music for a minute, you know, because I honestly was kind of tired of music. I was kind of tired of doing, you know, I couldn't really create anymore, you know, because I was lost, you know what I'm saying, you know, from doing that and trying to be something else that I wasn't. So I kind of just stepped back for a second. And then,
Yeah, because what I'm saying is I know I hear a lot of artists, and, you know, I'm an artist as well, so I know the frustration in trying to do something, especially when you're working on a project. A lot of artists, they just feel like it's not fun anymore, and they kind of want to step back from it. You stepped back for a while. What was it that made you, that allowed you to decide to come back to singing and to create music?
Well, I mean, you know, I love music, you know. I was tired of it. I was lost, but, I just had a strong love for it. So, you know, what I did was I started to just create, you know, songs that were genuine again. You know, the first song that I created is actually on the album. It's called Love You More. It's the first song that I did after that situation. It's just guitar and vocals for the most part. And, you know, that kind of helped get me back into the flow of creating genuine, pure, straightforward music, you know, again. So, you know, if anybody were to listen to my album, you know, you would hear a genuine album. It was edgy, it's raw, you know, but it's genuine, you know. So,
The album is called Acoustic Love, and you released it in April of last year, I believe. Obviously, you know, your experience has led to that, but what was the inspiration? And, like, maybe full circle moment when you completed that album, when you wanted to do that album, when you did the album, what was the inspiration for that?
Well, aside from, you know, friends and family, like, just encouraging me to put it out, I think the one moment for me that kind of just pushed me over the edge was really touring with American Idol Elliot Yameen. I was his music director. And being on the road with him and seeing the response that he got, you know, and stuff, it just kind of just put that, you know, that boost, you know, or that pushing me, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I got this material that everybody's loving, you know, all my friends and family are loving. It's like, you know, I mean, I could be getting love for this stuff. And, you know, it's not only that, like, there's a message in the music. There's a message in what I have to say on my songs, you know. And I feel like, you know, I'm kind of cheating not only myself, the world, you know, not sharing it, you know. And so,
I know for me, I know when, you know, you have your friends and family. Yeah, I like your music. It's like, but when you hear strangers that you don't even know, when they tell you that they love your music, it kind of inspires you, doesn't it?
You're right.
Find it to be the case for yourself.
Yep, that's it, definitely. And I was getting a lot of that, you know, and so, you know, I had to take some action, had to move on it. So,
absolutely.
There it is.
Well, how would you best describe Acoustic Love as a whole? Obviously, people have deemed it real music, which I agree. How do you describe it?
Well, like I keep saying over and over, man, it's it's a genuine record, man. From the music, this is genuine, pure music, you know, like true musicianship, but it's also genuine lyrics, you know. You know, I got a couple of songs on there that are, you know, mainstream-y-ish, you know. But for the most part, it's just all, you know, just like you, when you listen to the album, you're like, oh, it had to be a musician to make this song, be this music, you know. So from start to finish, you know, it's a great record.
What are your favorites on there?
Man, I don't have no favorites.
I know you said all of your babies. All of your babies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing, you know, it seems like every month I'm listening to one more than the other, you know, and it kind of switches around, you know. And this month it's been You Got Me and Delilah.
Okay.
Those have been the kind of been on. So,
okay. Well, what's next for you? You've done the album. I know that you have some overseas performances coming up. What else is coming up for you? What's next for you?
Well, we just released the album in Japan, and it's getting a lot of love over there.
Great.
Right now, we're actually looking to, being independent, I can wait a little bit and then release another song. You know, I can do whatever I want to do. So right now, what we're going to do is we're going to do a video for Delilah. And we're going to go hard and push. I think we're going to get our second breath with the album. You know, it's been about a year almost. And we're going to go ahead and probably do a re-release with three new songs on the album and a cameo from someone. I'm not going to name any names now.
Can't say yet.
Can't say yet. But, you know, there's some big things, you know, going on. You know, we just got so much love for the record and a lot of good feedback. And so, you know, I think we'd be cheating ourselves not to actually, and the world, not to re-release it with more push. So there it is.
So definitely. Well, tell us where people can find you online. I know you have a few websites. Tell us some of the sites that we can check you out.
Well, you can check me out on www.junizone.com. That's www.JOONIEZONE.com. And that'll have a connection to all of the links on where you can find my music and everything else. So.
Well, listen, man, I definitely want to thank you for being on our show tonight. Like I said, definitely a fan of your work. Love Sunshine. That's my favorite. I'm going to check out the whole album. I've heard snippets. I'm going to check out the whole album because the songs I've heard, I fell in love with. But I definitely look forward to hearing more from you in the future. And thanks again, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. You take care.
Take care. You too.
All right. For more information about Juni, you can visit our website. We'll have our Facebook page. We'll have a link to his site, and we'll be featuring some music from him in our playlist, so I'm excited about that. And we'll be right back.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. Miss Park, you over there?
I'm here. I know it's a little quiet. I was letting you do your thing.
Yeah, I know you do.
Letting you do your music thing this time.
Right. You know, and one thing about it, I'm going to tell Miss Parker, she loves music, but she ain't getting to the ins and outs. She just want to hear a good song. She don't care who wrote what.
You didn't have to put me out there like that.
Look, you don't care who wrote what, who produced what. You just want to hear a good song. But no, I appreciate that.
You are too silly. No, I haven't had a chance to hear his stuff yet, and read up too much on him, so I didn't really want to interrupt your, because I know that you've done more research and somebody actually listen to his stuff. The other artists that we've had actually heard their stuff.
Yeah, but you've been traveling
beforehand.
And back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just letting you do your thing. You did really well.
I appreciate that. Well, but definitely you want to check him out. We'll play two of his songs in our playlist in the next half hour. But let's go on to the question of the day. We talked about earlier. The question is, if you had a really good friend that cheats with married men, would you be able to trust them around your mate? Now, you said no.
I know I love Bree, right? But I think she was trying to start something else with this one.
Yeah, I know. Well, one lady put on Facebook, she put that she would trust her mate, that she would trust her friend around her mate because she trusts her mate. She said, as long as I don't get neglected in a relationship with my mate. After 33 years, they've been married 33 years, I think I've had to learn what and how's, and she said that she does them.
I wouldn't do it. I don't care if it was 55 years.
You said, okay, Well, Rakita said, I think it would bother me if my best friend had a thing for a married man, period. Friends usually have common values. So let me ask you, Ms. Parker, I don't believe that.
I do not believe
that.
I think that is one of the most incorrect. I mean, everyone says that. That statement is just, I really truly feels like, you know, that is still not true, because how I view friendship is you have certain friends in your life that are able to learn from you, and you have certain friends in your life that you are able to learn from. So you and I are going to have the same group of friends. You and your friends are not always going to be on the same level, but I believe each one reach one, each one teach one. So if someone can learn from me, if I'm in their life for a reason, they're looking at me as an example, they're learning from me. And there may be somebody in my life that I can learn some things from. So I truly do not believe that you know how they say birds of a feather?
Flock together,
Yes. That annoys me to the core, because I have friends, I mean, all kinds of friends, and you know that to be true.
Yeah, you do, Well, you know, one thing about you, you're also comfortable around a whole different type of people.
I feel like as long as the person has a great heart, that's all that matters. So I think, and I don't really pay attention too much to what people are doing in their personal life unless it's affecting me directly.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do is live my life as an example. If you don't mess with married man, your friend does, maybe she sees that you can find happiness with single people, and then she's going to say, okay, maybe I want a single person. I agree with telling people, you know, what you're doing is really not right, but I don't think you should force your view on other people. I think everyone needs to find their own happiness the way they know how. And I think that because you're hanging out with someone who deals with married men means that you're that you do the same thing.
Yeah.
Or that's your values, you know? So I wouldn't trust her around my man. She can't be the same. She can't be left alone with my man while I'm gone. If I'm leaving, he's leaving. But if I'm leaving to get water, he's getting the water with me. But we can still kick it.
No, it's funny because you said that Monique had a stand-up DVD I saw a couple years ago, and she was talking about how she don't trust no woman around her man. She was saying that she had a maid that used to walk around and all these rock and clothes, and she fired her. She said that she hired a bald-headed conspiracy mate, old mate, and she said she had to leave when I leave. She said, when I leave the house, every day in the house has to leave.
Okay,
I don't trust
this.
You either.
I will say this, Stevie. I'm probably going to get a whole lot of, you know, stuff for saying this, but honestly, I don't really see it as being a woman that I'm really afraid of. If my friend was sleeping with a married man, I wouldn't leave my man in there because I don't trust him.
Yeah,
with men because I feel like if they get an opportunity, they will sleep with just about anyone. I'm sorry to say, but I truly believe that. So a man's only as faithful as his options, like Tyrone says.
Tyrone said this.
Yes, so a man's only as faithful as his options, and I definitely believe that. So if he had the opportunity to sleep with an attractive person, most likely he won't turn it down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm not going to leave her right because she's already willing to give it up. I mean, it won't be such a hard connection.
Well, here's a funny comment. Charmaine put,
Shamira, I'm sorry. Shamira put, why would I be worried? My friends and I have an understanding. Plus, there'd be no, I ain't crazy. So do you think that intimidation, like if you know someone's crazy, would that make you want to step back from being around that person?
Yeah.
You don't want to deal with it.
I don't deal with crazy people. I do not deal with crazy people at all. And, you know, and I, being a woman, I kind of understand my boundaries. And sometimes I think about stuff that I've done. And I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe that didn't come across as well as,
right.
You know, but sometimes you're just not thinking. Like one time, a couple of, you know, months ago, I saw my friend out with her boyfriend, and I hugged him first. But it wasn't intentional. It was
right,
more like
yeah.
He was in front. So I was like, maybe I should have given her a hug. But it wasn't
yeah.
intentional, you know what I mean? So, but you know, exactly. But it's, some stuff is not conscious. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and definitely, people don't play about you know their mates these days. So
sure
you want to do everything in your power to make sure you're not giving the wrong impression.
Because everything is scarce now.
Because everything is,
woman,
everything is suspect. Okay, so
right.
You just have to make sure that you on your P's and Q's when you're around somebody and their mate.
You giving it, her mate a hug and she side eyed you like hold up that's kind of tight.
But it wasn't that tight. It was just more. But I got to him first.
Okay.
So I was like, oh
okay.
Shoot, hey girl. But it really wasn't intentional. It was you know when I saw them coming, I was just like, hey girl, and then you know she was kind of behind. She was kind of behind. Yeah, it was you know someone that I had worked with before and hadn't seen in a while. Or whatever, but it wasn't intentional at all. It was just,
Let me ask you this. When you were finished hugging him, how was she looking at you?
No, it was so quick. It wasn't. I don't think she. I think
okay.
It was more. I noticed it.
Well,
I don't think she.
Okay.
Yeah, it was more me than her. I don't think she even noticed or cared or whatever. But
yeah.
I think it was more me, like saying, "Oh, usually when I'm out or whatever, I'm feeling good, and
right.
I'm a lovey dovey drinker." So
yeah.
When I drink, I'm like, you know, very friendly or whatever. So I don't think she even really realized, but I think it was more me. It clicked,
okay.
Like, oh, maybe, yeah.
I got you. Well, I definitely want to thank everyone for who commented on the question of the day and who continues to comment on question day each week. I will continue to have questions. And
thanks, Bree, for the hot topic.
Bree gives them to us each. She gives them every day on my Facebook page, but especially every Friday for the Stephen Knight Show. So definitely want to give her another shout-out, and thank you for that. And we'll be right back.
Attention, attention, all independent artists. Allow EOTM to use their expertise and create the buzz you deserve. Email them today for a free marketing analysis, marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. That's marketing@queensofinternetradio.com or call 678-548-9466. Internet matter.
Well, now it's time to go on the Stevens playlist. We receive music from people all over the country who want to be featured during the segment. I will tell you, we got a lot of people from Miami this week. To be on our playlist.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
am I? What kind of music
are
we going to listen to?
We're in store for some good music. But each week, we select artists to be on our playlist. The list will be posted on our Facebook page every Friday so you know who the artist is and what the song, you know, the songs that they're singing. Tonight, our playlist features songs by Junie, who we talked to in our last half hour. My homeboy, Sig B, who has a song featuring Waka Flock, Sean West, and more.
And if you're interested in being featured on the Stephen Knight playlist, please email us at thestephenknightshow@gmail.com. Please attach one or two songs, your bio, one or two promotional photos of you, and also please make sure that the version of the song is edited and clean. We cannot play anything with curse words in it. And we appreciate you doing that for us, and we look forward to hearing your music.
Well, tonight our first song is by Joni. It's my favorite song by him. It's entitled Sunshine. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Sunshine. Send it with your nose up now. jacket. Drunk too much kitty with no shade. Big silver's eyes too to the face. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Popping bottles, showing my well. When we showed up,
take this pop quiz and grade it, 'cause I studied long. Done it now. just like Tim Riddick. We out of control, call up a Marshall Lord. It's Riddick. We gon' fall too far to just quit it, but I will get it. 100 miles a minute, you on is open, no, y'all get it. Killing, follow instructions.
Put your hands up in the air, wave your chest like you don't care. We did that. We did that. We did that. If you will up in the air,
you can ask them why they call me OD. Get the beat in the P in the cup, fill it to the T in the spot. The VIP is all Ivy. Everywhere I go, they wanna pack down me. Infatuated with the G, but ain't no racks around me. Just hooligans moving in on the crowd, and it ain't just me, the whole team round me. Me on a bounty, grizzly growling. I'm an animal when I'm on. Money ain't now, got the cheese on deck. Just locked like a Timberland outlet. Authentic, wanna check my fresh. It's nothing like the tags off my outfit. The pro to official, whistle, fire like a pistol, sail off my top like a bitch at the beach, but no, it's so simple, roll with a simple, ride a blackout like a blow to the temple. How you say you fresh gone shoes, my wife won't be the temple, the house swag bees on in his bed, so spider, lie like a pine fun fire, run a pass out like flyers, let me got it locked, get a grip like pliers, if you ain't no, why come try us, why us, hey, what it look like, your throat when the old man tied, or to know that it's beef, let a court ride.
Mm-hmm. never had a girl like you.
On the show, and we try to bring you the best in music and different genre. Definitely shout out to Joni, who we interviewed. Thank you again for taking the time to be on our show, and best luck with you, everything you have going on. And then also,
Steven, you mixed it up tonight.
We did mix it up. You know, Miami brought it. We did have a few people in Atlanta, and then some people in other places, but yeah, Miami brought it, didn't they?
Mhm. Yeah, I like the mix. I like the mix.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything coming up this weekend that we're looking forward to?
This weekend I'm pretty much gonna lay low. But I know your birthday's coming up next weekend. I'm looking
yes.
forward to that.
Yeah, my birthday's coming up next weekend. Having
Pisces?
A big party. Pisces.
Sorry, I had to say that.
what was gonna say?
Your birthday next week on, and then it's Saturday. Next Saturday.
Yeah. Next Saturday is, well, next Sunday is my birthday, and the Saturday is the party. Shout out to Royal Lounge for you know,
accommodating all of us.
Accommodating all of us, right? We'll be there. VIP. Yes.
So I'm very excited about
so
that.
So it's going down next week. And
it's
then,
going down.
The after, yeah, the weekend after, I'm supposed to go to Miami for another friend's birthday, but I haven't really confirmed that because I need to take some days off, and I'm not sure how my workload is looking. You know, if you don't with our job, if you're not there, you're not really making money. So
yeah, you don't make no money.
So anyways, I have to figure that out, but I will definitely be looking forward to that as well. But yeah, I'm excited about next week. I think your party is going to be fun. It's going to be a full house.
Yeah, and next week we got a high demand. We did a show a couple weeks ago on religion. We had Tyrone who spoke. He's an atheist. Well, a devout Christian turned atheist. And then my aunt, Linda, was actually on that show, and she spoke not from a religious standpoint but from someone who believes in Jesus and God and whatnot. And it was a very interesting conversation. So
It was. It was one of my favorite. You know, it was a hot topic, but
it was.
They both did very well. They both did very well. So that's a really good show.
Yeah, so we'll definitely be re-airing that next week. I'll be enjoying my birthday weekend.
Your birthday weekend.
Here in Atlanta.
Never know with you on air.
Don't want me on the air now. But I definitely want to thank, you know, again, all of our listeners, all of our people, you know, because I know we have a lot of people here locally who listen to the show. They can't hit the 10 o'clock on a Friday night because they want to be out. But they go back during the week, on the weekend. A lot of people didn't know that you can go back and stream our shows. You go to EOTMradio.com, and they have all of our shows. This is our eighth show, and it has each of the shows that you can go back and stream. We've had some very incredible guests who are doing big things. We have great discussions. We have a lot of great discussions coming up. We have some other guests coming in. We have a comedian coming up soon. We have a author coming up soon. We'll have some more discussions. We're also going to have another very serious conversation about the status of race in 2011. That's going to be a very interesting conversation. So a lot of things coming up, Ms. Parker. What do you look forward to?
I mean, you know, to be honest with you, you know, like I said, when we first started the show, I was a little hesitant. But, you know, this has been like my Friday now. You know, I really look forward to the show, period. I know that everyone can listen to the entire show because we are in Atlanta, and Atlanta is a party town.
Party town,
sure. So we appreciate people who listen to the first hour or the first, you know, 45 minutes. Thank you for your support, or, you know, catch the last 30 minutes while you're driving. We appreciate all of it. So, you know, our friends have been very supportive of us, and it's been great. It's been great.
And definitely, again, give EOTM congratulations on their anniversary. I believe it's been three, four years that they've been on air and cranking out shows, hit shows.
Yeah, I listened to it for when they had the anniversary show.
The anniversary show, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. So definitely shout out to Carla B, who she's in charge of the whole network. So we definitely thank her for this opportunity.
Thank you.
And I have to thank, personally, I have to thank my staff. I have Miss Parker. I got to thank you. I got to thank.
You make this sound like this is your last show or something.
No. We're taking a 1 week break, so I got to thank Miss Parker. I got to thank.
You're taking a 1 week break. You're making it sound like you're going to
hell. I'm preparing for our Emmy. So, Miss Parker, I got to thank Janera Ferguson. I got to thank Chike. I got to thank Aaron. I got to thank people behind the scenes. Bree, for coming up with questions of the day.
No, and you do a lot of you do a lot of the work, so you know we definitely appreciate that, and thanks for making us. I'm pretty sure I speak for the rest of the gang. Thanks for making us a part of it, and it's been fun.
It has been fun, and the most important thing is to thank our listeners, because you are the ones who tune in each week and continue to support us. So as long as you support us, we'll continue to bring you what we have. But I want to thank you all again, and until 2 weeks from now. Definitely check us out next week, but 2 weeks from now we'll be live again. God bless you, and have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Good night.